Hello and welcome to the Business Innovation Show, where we talk with innovators, startup founders, angels, venture capitalists, incubators, project managers, and even scientists on their journey to create great products. Here's your host, Anirban Biswas.
Hi, this is Anirban Biswas. Those who don't know me, I work with initial stage startups who are looking for product validation and help them reach market fit and strategize for future growth. Listeners, my today's guest is a young venture capitalist. At the age of 22, he sold his two startups when he was in college. And today he is working with a venture capital firm that is going to invest in 100 startups by 2022. Please welcome Rajneesh Prajapat from Delhi. Welcome to my show, Rajneesh.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me on this podcast.
My pleasure, Rajneesh. So it's really amazing to know about your initial startups that you sold while in college. So let's start the discussion from there about your first and second startup. What are those startups and how did you end up building them?
Yeah, actually, when in August 2014, I got admission in my college in Delhi. And actually, I wanted to do something on my own from my childhood. So actually, when I came to the college and I got a good All India rank in the all kind of engineering exams, kind of like IISc, ISRO, IISc or IIT JEE or EEE and all things. Okay, so actually what the problem I faced was there are a few blogs on the internet and they were providing the wrong ranking of the universities. Okay, so what the, my rank was in the I was in the top 1,000 students and the rank was showing that NIT Delhi College is on the fourth number. Okay, so I left ISRO and many prestigious colleges for the Delhi College. It was a wrong, actually it was a wrong ranking. So most of the students came in my batch who were the top rankers who can get, who would possibly get the better college from Delhi. Okay, so I realized that there is a problem, we are not able to get the authentic solution of this kind of problem. Okay, this is the internet and you can put anything and we cannot cross verify that how is it correct or not.
Correct.
Okay, so I started my first startup in October 2014. After the 2 months of my college joining. So it was called as opadai.com. Okay, so opadai.com was India's first mentoring platform in which we created a platform created a network of 300 colleges. Okay, so 300 colleges students who are topper and who are brilliant in different areas and they were providing mentorship to the aspirants JEE aspirants, NEET aspirants and other students, so that they can get the right direction of their career and they can get the authentic information for their dream college. How's the place? How is the placement in the college? How's the campus? How's the culture? How's the how's the teacher? And all these things can be known by from the mentor. Okay, so it was the first kind of mentoring platform from in India, and we started in October 2014, and there was actually I was motivated by Rahul Yadav. Housing.com. So we started it in October 2014 and I sold it in the October 2015 to another company. Okay.
Awesome.
So actually it was acquired by the October 2015 we got the around 80,000 customers. Okay. 80,000 customers and we got a good deal to sell our startup. So, awesome. So I took that deal and took a successful exit from that from my first startup.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
So after that, my I took 2-3 months to like think about my next opportunity. What I am trying to do was like I was thinking about new startup. Okay, I took 2-3 months and came up with a new idea. Okay, it was like it was a kind of modified idea of opera.com. Okay. The problem we face during the OpenAI, we face a lot of problems. Like I tried around 10 business models, so that failed before the one succeed. Mm-hmm. Okay, so actually I learned from them, and then I came up with the idea that we can enter in the entrepreneurship field. Like it is a kind of a different industry and huge industry in India, which is like which is growing very fast. Okay, so what was like, I was a Hindi medium student, and I was kind of contacting with other mentors and other people at the time of OpenAI, but people were not listening to me. Okay, like he's a college student here and he can't do anything. Okay,
right.
And he don't have any knowledge of startup and business, how things work, how equity works. So actually I didn't aware of all these things. Okay, so no one was ready to listen my things, like to give me the advice and to become my mentor. Okay, and during the OpenAI, so I came up with the solution and I hired a few people to work on that product. Okay, it was named as like SureExpert.com. So in SureExpert, what we did it was a mentoring platform for aspiring entrepreneurs and students. Okay, so where like if you want to talk to the Sachin Bansal, if you want to talk to the Kunal Shah, we will make them available for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we in the next 3 months we listed around 200 mentors on our website and like they were available for a call. Okay,
right.
So like our business model was a like kind of like you need to pay the around 500 rupees or it was completely dependent on mentor that how much he is charging.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone was taking around 500 rupees for 20 minute call, okay, and then we were taking the charge of around 40% as a commission of SureExpert, and 60% goes to his account. Okay, so we modified this one was our first business model, and second business model was that we faced a problem, big problem, like the people who are rich and they have very like busy schedule, and they were not able to mentor the aspiring entrepreneurs or students or the call.
Right.
Okay, so when we went to them like sir, like we are doing SureExpert kind of things, and please join us as a mentor. Then most of them said like we don't have time, and what you will give us. Okay, so then we told them that you will get the 60% of our money. Okay, and 40% we will take as a commission. So like a rich person like who has around 100 crore rupees in his pocket or in his bank balance, okay, he will not come for 300 rupees. He will not waste his 20 minutes for 300 rupees. So we identified that problem, and we came up with a solution. Like if you are a entrepreneur, you are a successful entrepreneur, if you want to join, if you will join the SureExpert, then we will donate your money to the cancer patients. Okay, to the child who are suffering from different kind of disease, and for the child who are not getting the right education. Okay, so we will donate your part to them, and we will not take any kind of commission if you are donating your complete money.
Right, so you brought in some social aspect.
Yeah, social aspect. So it was like in the next 3 months, we got around 200 mentors, and we started it for the public, like for the B2C, like for the customers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then after the 3 months, we run that startup around for 7 months, and there was around 37,000 a regular customer on our website. Okay, or most of them are like 70% was like repeating customers. Like they were repeating, like they were taking the calls with other different mentors. Okay. So after that, big firm of US contacted us for acquisition. Okay, so actually they wanted to expand their services in India. Okay. So first of all, in the first two meetings, we denied to sell out the company, but the last one we got the 150% more money than actual valuation. Okay, they gave us around $1 million, okay, for acquiring our startup to enter in the Indian market. Okay, so we sold the startup in 2016. August 2016, we cracked the deal, and after that, I didn't involve in the any kind of startup till the my completion of my graduation.
So I'm sure you didn't have any support from other VCs at the point of time when you were in college, right? Yeah. So how did you manage to bootstrap these two startups on the way?
Yeah, the thing was actually we needed the money. At the time of opera.com, I am not a coding man. I'm a product guy. Okay. So we went to a few companies like web agencies, like web development agencies. So we asked them to build our website. So they one of in the Saket in Delhi, we went there and they asked us for 20 lakh rupees for a website. Okay. Okay. In 2014, there was a big deal to get a website. Okay. Freelancer was not available in Indian market and many things was happening. Okay, people were thinking, non-tech people were thinking getting a good website is very hard. Okay, so at that time we didn't have around 2,000 rupees in our pocket. So how can we supposed to pay 20 lakh rupees for the website? Okay, so I came with my co-founders at hostel and we were thinking about it. Then I clicked the idea that our CSC student, that computer science student in our college, okay, they know the coding. Okay, so I got a deal with them. I will give you, I hired five people from the CSC branch who are good in coding. So I was paying them 2,000 rupees per month to build my website. Okay.
Okay.
So they in a month, those five people created our website in a month, or we were live in a month. Mm-hmm. Okay, I reduced the cost of website from 20 lakh rupees to 10,000 rupees.
Awesome! Fascinating.
So, yeah, after that time, I realized that there is a big problem in the Indian market, Indian entrepreneurship market. Like aspiring entrepreneurs who are from the non-tech background are not getting the right people to build their websites. Okay, Absolutely. So we started a freelancing kind of things, along with our startup. Okay, so that we can get the money and we will fuel it into the our venture.
Right, right.
Okay,
that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So
now you, yeah, please.
Yeah. So what we did we started calling people to get the website. Okay, in a very minimum amount. Okay. So I was paying, I hired those five people who were building a single website for 10,000 rupees for me. And I was selling, their websites in 70 to 80,000 rupees in the market. Okay. So we were getting the profit of around 50-60,000 rupees that was used as a fuel of our startup.
Correct. So now you own the Virgin Entrepreneur, the company. The VC firm that is going to invest in about 100 startups by 2022. So what kind of startups do you prefer to invest?
Yeah, actually, Virgin Entrepreneur is a VC firm followed by Accelerator. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So what we are working on that in a right now we invested in seven startup yet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we are we are working on Accelerator along with the VC firm because there are a lot of startups who's not getting the right platform to grow faster. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in the we got a huge team like from our in our team there are a few people who are good in investment banking and other in other fields. Okay. Like Vice President of Morgan Stanley is also working with us. He's like is my co-founder in the venture analyst firm. He's like my partners. Okay. And there is a Barclay Capital Vice President who is also the partner in the VC firm. So they are helping me to grow fast as a venture capitalist and for along with the accelerator. Okay. So right now we are looking for the all kind of companies. Mostly we are looking in the technology companies, not service based.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Technology like a product based company. Okay. Companies and to invest like we are investing from 15 lakh rupees to 6 crore.
Mm-hmm.
So we are only looking for the product kind of companies that and we are like we believe that if we believe like in the team strong like team bonding and other kind of things like we give the priority to the team, like if team is strong and he they have capability to correct the any kind of problem, okay, then we will choose them over the other people who got a better product.
Right, that was going to be my next question. So you prefer the single owner startups or the team a complete team behind the startup?
No, complete team behind the startup.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So I'm going to your another startup called PokTrip, which was selected in 100 innovative startups in Startup Istanbul in Turkey this year.
Yeah, right.
Last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how about that? I mean, how is that PokTrip going?
Yeah, PokTrip is going well. Right now we are working on a new kind of algorithm. Okay. So we already raised funding for the our product. Okay. And a lot of venture capitalist firms like Safe Partners, Matrix Partner, Kaya Capital, and other venture capitalists are in the talk with us to fund to give us the fund. Okay, so we are building a kind of algorithm in this travel space so that we can help every people to travel within their pocket. Okay, like if you have 1,000 rupees in your pocket, then we will make you travel.
Okay, right. So it's pocket friendly travel, you can say.
Yeah,
right?
I hope we will launch it in the upcoming 5 to 6 weeks.
Oh, wonderful! I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
So, what are the suggestions for you for the startup owners? What kind of product they should build?
Yeah, products should need to solve a very different kind of the problem. Or don't hunt for money. Money will chase you automatically. But work on your product before finding any investor and mentor and anything. Because product is the thing that can change the world. Okay. If there is a Ola Uber and if you want to do a startup and you are working on the same field, like you are also working on a new venture same as the Ola, then that doesn't make sense. Okay. So if you you need to find out the gap in the industries like India has a very, very huge opportunity yet. Okay. Indian market has a very huge opportunity. You need to find out the real problem and you need to implement them. Find out the gap, not the copy paste the idea. Find out the real gap and work on the market.
Right, right. And what do you think, at what point of time a startup owner should look for funding? At the idea stage or at the post-MVP stage?
Yeah, preferably at post-MVP stage. Like at the idea space, like as an investor, I will suggest I invest in the in those startups who are generating a good amount of income. Okay, if you have idea, then no one can say that it can be a good product or and things. It's a, like it's a 100% risky thing for investor also and right. for your part also. If you have a good there's a two kind of things. Like if you have a good idea for a product, mm-hmm. okay, if you sell out mm-hmm. your stake in the very early, like early position, like someone give, like you're on the zero valuation and someone took your 50% equity, or your idea is booming in after launching, then it will be your huge right. loss. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and MVP says give a like comfort and comfortness to the investor also. Okay.
Right, from both sides. Mm-hmm. Okay, last question for the day. Do you think the startup owners should visit the startup festivals and events? And even though they have not got any funding, can these events really help the startups?
Yeah, many of them help the startups. But nowadays, what the people are doing, like if anyone is unemployed or anyone who didn't get the idea. Okay, what they are trying to do is what they are building a WhatsApp groups. Okay, they are building a Facebook groups and they are organizing meetups and they are organizing events. That are not worthy. Okay.
Right.
Okay,
right.
But you need to find out the real real kind of events right. where you will add value in your startup, in your network, or in your life. Okay, events is only for networking. Okay, if you will get the good network, only then that will help you to grow you as a founder and as a startup also.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so very much, Rajnish. It was wonderful talking to you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for inviting me. It was a great
My pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Business Innovation Show. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Be sure to visit www.anirbanbiswas.com for more on business and innovation. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. Thank you for tuning in.